This is Real Life with Lisa Jesswein on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Lisa Jesswein.
Hey, Tony, how are you?
I'm fine. Can you hear me okay?
I can. It's just like that commercial. Can you hear me now? Yes, we hear you now. And Tony, just because I found this very amusing, what were you doing early this morning?
I had a cow in my yard. I've got cows in the pasture behind me. And they broke through the fence and they're roaming around my house. And I'm playing junior cowboy. And I yelled at them and they went back in the pasture. So I'm, right through the, there's an electric fence. They went right through it. So
Maybe they thought you wanted a little milk with your cereal or something. They're like, we're going to go visit Tony. This will be fun. Well, I have started reading your book. I'm maybe about a quarter of a way through it. But what I love is the way this book is set up. Can you describe a little bit of how Get What You Want is set up to sort of feed different types of readers?
Well, interestingly enough, there's a thing that I wrote called The Code, 10 Intentions for a Better World, a few years back. And so we started out the Get What You Want book with The Code because it's such a beautiful model for creating personal happiness and empowerment and upliftment. And so since I'm dealing with intentionality all the time, why this code, this 10 intentions, they're sort of a greatest hits of how to set your intentions if you're not familiar with how to make intentions for your day. So we started Get What You Want out with The Code, and then just went from there on all sorts of different subjects. And the book was actually written from the bridge messages that come out, the daily emails that come out. And when Viva Editions, Brenda Knight there contacted me about publishing the book because she had read the bridge messages, and we sort of got together and just decided that we were going to randomly put it together. And we sort of, it's almost like we threw the papers up in the air and they came down, we gathered them up, and this is where it went, and that worked perfectly.
Well, I love it. The feel of the book is very good too. I'm someone who, I need to hold a book. I mean, you know, God love the nooks and all the rest of the electronics in this world, but I need to hold a book. And so when I held your book, there was such sort of an energetic kind of cool feel coming through this. And part of the thing that, you know, if people say, oh, it's however many pages, 300 pages, I can't. This is not a book that you necessarily have to read cover to cover in one sitting. Explain that.
Right. There's an old English term called bibliomancy. Actually, it comes from the Latin, and it means book magic. And it's where you can just open a book to any page, and it'll tell you what you need to know in the moment. So this book, we found out over a period of time, we found out it just lends itself to that beautifully. And that's what we're telling people nowadays, because it does seem like in many cases our reading span is getting shorter. So people want to get more information in less time, and this book just lends itself to that beautifully. Just open any page, and it'll tell you just what you need to know in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Now, when I told people about that I was going to be talking to you, and I said the words manifesting and intentions and all of that, someone said, and here's her exact question, is there a right and wrong way to word an intention?
Well, actually, there's no right and wrong, but there's a way that'll give you a whole lot better results than others. And the answer to the question has to do with stating things in the positive, Lisa. In other words, we found that it's always wise to state your intentions in the positive. And for example, I say, instead of saying, I intend that I'm not sick anymore, we'd say, I intend that I am in excellent health. Or instead of, I'm not afraid anymore, we'd say, I'm brave. I intend that I'm brave or courageous. You always find the positive side to whatever it is you're looking to intend. And there's a reason for that. And the reason is pretty simple. It deals with the law of attraction, or the idea that our thoughts create our experiences. And so once we realize that if we were going to be saying, for instance, I intend that I'm not sick anymore, in order to say you're not sick anymore, you have to envision yourself being sick and then extricate yourself from it, you see. So it's better to not have to even deal with the sick side of things, which or the afraid side of things, or the negative side of things, and just go to the positive. I intend that I am happy, healthy, peaceful, the owner of a new Toyota. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Just whatever. The main thing is you state it in the positive, and that way you're not bringing up or envisioning the other side, the negative side of it, and thus not creating it, you see.
Mm-hmm. Because, and one good thing about the book, everybody, is that when you flip open to almost any page in here, there is an intention written out. It says, my intention for today is, and I just happen to flip open the book here, I intend that I am doing no harm. So sometimes if you can't even think of an intention or where to start, you can flip open this book and find several different types of intentions. Now, Tony, talk a little bit about, because right now, especially in America, the whole thing about work and jobs and people trying to change careers and be happy in what they're doing. What kind of an intention could we set forward? What would be a good way to word something about getting a job or a career in which we're very in which we're happy and abundant?
Sure. One of my favorite intentions, and I use it all the time, is I intend that I'm clearly shown my next step in life.
Mm,
and that seems to work for me. And then, of course, one thing that is of the utmost importance in our group, the Intenders of the Highest Good, is that we say that in all order for our intentions to manifest, that they must serve the highest and best good of the universe, ourselves, and everyone everywhere. And we wouldn't make any intentions without that. So what that does is that guarantees that that job or that relationship or whatever it is you're looking to find as your next step in life, that it'll be for your highest good.
Mm-hmm. Now, can anyone be a part of these circles, and how do we find out about these the intenders?
Sure, intenders.com.
Oh, .com, okay. I said it wrong before.
We have it all, intenders.com and intenders.org.
Gotcha.
And another one is Highest Lighthouse, all one word, highestlighthouse.com. And those two sites primarily will give people a lot of information. There's a wealth of information, all sorts of tools on how to make intentions, how to find people in your area who have intender circles. And recently, we've just started our intender cyber circle, so we're able to do these intender circles online after a dozen years of traveling across the country and going and on the continent. Why it seems like we figured out a way to be able to do this now that the free video conferencing system becoming more prevalent, we can do Intender Cyber Circle. So if you can't find an Intender Circle in your area, you can always get online and find a way to get on one of our new Intender Cyber Circles. They're working beautifully.
What can someone expect if they join one of these circles or, you know, are on the free video groups or whatever? What can we expect?
You can expect to start getting more proficient at manifesting for openers.
Nice.
You know, you're going to get getting the things you want to come to you more easily and effortlessly. That's one of the things, because we bring a deliberateness, a consciousness to it. We say that in if you want to get proficient at manifesting, get up every day and say your intentions, you know, and or your prayers or your affirmations. It doesn't really matter. The main thing is that we set a direction for our day, Lisa. And so if a person gets up in the morning and they come to these groups, we're going to say, hey, just the only thing we highly recommend is that you get up in the morning and you say your intentions. I intend that I am happy, healthy, got a new wheelbarrow or whatever it is we want. And then also to get together with a group of like-minded and lighthearted people once a week and put intentions in a circle and line them all up with the highest good. And we have found that if you do those two things, get up in the morning and say your intentions and get together with a community of friends once a week and say your intentions, that your life turns around 180, that everything will begin to come to you, because, you know, it's back to that same thing that whatever we put our attention on, we're starting to create whatever we're let me put it this way, whatever we're thinking about or talking about, that's what we're in the process of creating. So these particular circles, what they do is they have us bring a focus to that and get other people aligned and supporting us with them making and manifesting of our intentions, because I know there's folks out there that say, oh, no, don't tell other people your intentions. Don't do that, because you'll it'll interfere with them. And we have not found that to be true simply because we're only dealing with people who are saying that they will line their intentions up with the highest good. And if everybody, if I'm going to be in a group of people and we're all going to say that in order for our intentions to manifest, they have to serve the highest good, well, it's easy to line up with other people and support other people in the manifesting and making of their intentions.
All right, now you bring up a good point here, because this is a little bit about setting yourself up for success. Okay, every day, if you start with a positive intention, you're setting the day for success. So let's say someone's going along and they're doing great with their intentions, and they're part of a circle even, and they're great, but then they go, let's say, to their workplace or to their family reunion, and they just happen to talk about this and to talk about their intentions, and we get, bam, well, that's stupid. Well, why would you do that? Like, how do you protect yourself? Like, here you're going along feeling good, and then you share and get back negativity. How do you protect yourself with that?
Well, that's a good question. And what we're learning is to, in many cases, to keep your mouth shut. For lack of a better way to say it.
That's good, Tony.
I think the farther I get along in my life, the more I realize that sometimes silence is a wise thing. And am I going to be, much more careful about what it is I'm creating with my everyday thoughts and words?
Mm-hmm. Because, come on, people, you know who the negative Nellies are. And you probably know that I probably shouldn't say this because I know what I'm going to get back. So there are places where in people that, you can get that real support system from. And especially if you're in conscious intending and you're trying to make changes, part of setting yourself up for success is sharing and keeping those people around you who will support you. That's, yes. I mean, that's part of the point of the circle. And that brings me to this question here. If you miss a day, does it cancel out what you've already done as far as intending goes?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. The universe, our intentions, they go out to the far corners of the universe and come back to us. And one of the things we're finding out nowadays, and I don't want to get too woo-woo here, but what we're realizing is that a whole lot of people are starting to thin the veil between the worlds. We're multidimensional beings. We're much more than we thought we were. And we're headed into a communication with those who have previously been invisible to us.
Mm-hmm.
Angels, guides, helpers, yep. Inorganic beings, whatever you want to call them. And they see to it. So they hear our intentions. They actually work in partnership with them, especially when we're lined up with the highest good. You see, that's what calls them forth. And if you miss a day, they'll take care of it. It's basically the answer to the question.
Isn't that nice, everybody? See, it's like now if they could only just do the laundry and mow the lawn, they'd be awesome.
I'm working on that.
You're working on how to do that. However, if maybe your intention was that you would love to get your laundry done, like maybe that's positive, get all my laundry done, and then someone comes over and helps you. You never know. I mean, it's just there are different ways that these intentions can work to make sure that you get what you need. Now, people listen.
Let's talk about that for a second.
Okay, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Because one of the intentions that we found that is so helpful to people is to leave ourselves open to receive. I intend that I'm open to receive from both expected and unexpected sources.
Mm.
You sort of touched on that there, Lisa, and it's a key, actually, to manifesting. Because we tend to think that things can only come to us via predetermined channels, that you have to go get the job and take out the loans and sign the contracts and go into debt and do it. And you can do all that. There's nothing wrong with doing all that. But once you get good at manifesting, you won't do that stuff at all.
Mm.
Everything will just be coming to you. So, and the reason for that is because we open ourselves up for things to come to us from the hand out of the sky or from some long-lost relative or whatever. Those things can come and from totally unexpected sources. And again, once we open ourselves up to that, the magic and miracles of life begin to show themselves.
And I'm just going to do a quick example of this, if you don't mind. There was a woman who lost one of her best friends, and she really wanted to move the furniture in her house. And interestingly enough, this gentleman who passed would always help her move furniture. But she says, no, I'm going to do this myself. This was her intention. She wanted to somehow make this happen, that her furniture would be moved. Well, she couldn't move it. She got sad. She sat down. She started thinking about this gentleman who had passed. And about 10 minutes or so had gone by, and her phone rang, and it was a mutual friend of theirs from the other side of the state who just happened to be driving by her place and called up and said, do you need any help with anything? And she laughed and she says, yeah, I need help moving my furniture. So outside sources that you think may not be able to affect can affect what you need to have happen at the moment.
All the time. And, you know, when we say that our thoughts create our future, or our thoughts create our reality, or whatever, we call it the intention process, but it's generally called the law of attraction. But that's it. Our thoughts are creating everything. And so once we have the thought that things can come to us from unexpected sources, we just open up a huge avenue of sources for ourselves that weren't there before, because we'd kept them closed off because we thought we had to have things come a certain way. So sure enough, and one of the other keys to manifesting, and I'm sure we would get into this eventually, and it's so important, is to picture the end result from the beginning. In other words, those of you who are listening out there today, one of the most relevant things we found over our 20 years of working with conscious manifesting is to see it as a done deal, is to see your intention as having already manifested, and act as if it's already manifested. See it in your mind as having already done, and then it will bring itself right to you in 3D, you see. So, and if I were to tell the folks out there, one of the things that we learned that was the most important, it would be to envision only positive outcomes. You see, if a person's envisioning positive outcomes, they're going to get everything they want coming to them, because the law of attraction works.
Oh, it does. And we have to not get caught up in the timing of it.
Correct. We don't know the how. We don't know the when. We don't know exactly the where. We might not even know the who, but we just know that it is, that it's just going to happen. So, we have to leave ourselves open for the universe to provide oftentimes magical ways of getting the things we want to come to us.
Can you remember one of the, you know, your first memories of actually intending something and it coming to fruition?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many stories I could tell you. I'll just tell you a fun one that happened not too long ago. I was in Redding, California, and my van broke down. And sure enough, I limped into a mechanic shop there, and I had multiple problems with it, and the engine was sputtering badly. And while the mechanic was working on it, a lady came in and put a flyer up on the wall that she was selling a real fancy van. It had actually, it was a combination van RV, a beautiful white one with all the bells and whistles, the TV, the bed, the fridge, and the bathroom and all that stuff. And I said, ooh, I would love to have that thing. And I had those little snippets of phone numbers there, and I took that off there and went on up to my next event after we got the van, the old green van, fixed, which was in Grants Pass, Oregon. We were in a yoga studio there and had a good crowd. And when it came my time in the intention circle to make an intention, I said, well, I intend that I have a new van that can be used, and it comes to me freely, easily, and effortlessly. And so we took our break after the circle, and a fellow follows me out, and he introduces himself and says this to me. He says, Tony, he says, you know, I just inherited more money and I know what to do with it. I'll just buy you a van. And I went back to Reading and got the white one with all the bells and whistles.
Oh, my goodness.
Sure. And I've had that happen twice with vehicles. And I've lived my whole life that way, Lisa. Really, I've just a long time ago, I wanted to put this law of attraction, laws of manifestation is what we were calling it back then, to the test. And so I haven't taken a job. I've just trusted every step of the way that my thoughts were going to create what it is I need in life. And so far, so good. Been at it many, many years now. And And I have to tell you that these, if a person really takes this information that's in all these Intenders books, there's 9 Intenders books out there now, and or just go to the website and get the free information. There's all sorts of freebies there. Why, they'll begin to notice that they that there's a relationship between the making of that intention and the manifestation of it. Mm-hmm. You start with the things you want coming to you, and you keep doing it over and over. Pretty soon you realize you're getting empowered.
Yep, and the first thing is to check what you thought of as Tony was telling his story. Was your thought, oh, well, that's just him, that couldn't happen to me? Or was it, yeah, that can happen to me?
Yeah,
so check what you think first inside there. Now, I love when we get to this part of the show, even though I it seems like it went so fast. Tony's book, Get What You Want, The Art of Making and Manifesting Your Intentions. You can go to intenders.com. And plus, we have all the information on empowerradio.com. We get to this part called the RL3, which is Real Life 3. And I ask 3 questions of Tony. And we're going to see what your answers are to this. You ready to play the game?
Here goes.
Here we go. Sure. Which famous historical figure, living or deceased, would you like to dine with?
Gandhi.
What would you ask? Or what would you talk about, do you think?
Well, I'd ask him if what he thought he was doing was working. You know, is there anything he would change? Is there, that in all the things he did in the period of time, because he was trying to bring peace to the planet.
I love it.
What would he do? Mm-hmm.
And you get to bring one guest with you to that table with Gandhi. Which guest are you bringing? Friend or family, doesn't matter. Another person, you get to bring one person.
Oh, I'd like to hang out with John Lennon.
Oh, you know what? Now that is a dining table. Gandhi and John Lennon and you.
Yeah, we'd have fun.
And you know what? At some point, I have no doubt in my mind that you will sit at a table with Gandhi and John Lennon. It'll be great conversation. Here's your second question. What is your favorite form of communication?
Favorite form of communication? Okay, well,
it can be anything.
Storytelling. Parable.
Storytelling.
There's a message in the story.
I love that. Yeah, because it makes it a little bit more interesting to listen to. And we move on. This one we ask every time, and we have fun with it. This is called Coming Up With Your Fantasy Name. And when we get your fantasy name, you have to tell me what occupation your fantasy name would have. So in other words, we take the name of the first pet that you ever had. That's your first name. And your last name is the street that you grew up on. So, Tony, what is your fantasy name?
Reggie Maple.
And what would Reggie Maple's occupation be?
Oh, he'd be in the healthcare field. He'd probably be a doctor.
Yeah, I think that's good. Dr. Maple. Sounds good. Either that, or of course, I first thought of like some sort of a sports figure because I was thinking of Reggie Jackson or whatever. But Reggie Maple does sound like a doctor, and I think it's. See, now you understand. That's how you create your fantasy name. It's actually called something different, but to keep it on the up and up and the clean, I call it the fantasy name.
Well, that works.
So, in the vein of what Tony was telling us, I would like to set forth an intention here and inform everybody. If you'd like to help me out with this intention, that would be great. I intend that I will have 1,000 likes on my Intuitive You Facebook page by the end of this month. And it will come effortlessly and easily and with much gratitude.
Yep.
How did I do, Tony? Was that a good one?
If so be it, and so it is.
Heck yeah. So I invite all of you to go ahead and help me out with that and let me know if there's something that I can help you out with as well. Because I'm really interested in this Intender Circle, and I did find one here in Michigan close by to where I live. So just know that you can go online and find out what is close to you. So Tony, thank you so much for sharing all your stories and being with us today. We really appreciate it. Get What You Want, The Art of Making and Manifesting Your Intentions.
Thanks, Lisa.